KWA Mobile.
K2RCL, KN4VWA.
CL, KN4VWA, what's happening? It's another beautiful day.
Sure it is, Steve, no doubt about it. I am sitting up here on top of a packed mountain ridge, getting loaded up with a load of brush, fixing to haul it over to the dump site. Just enjoying life, I'm telling you. Worked on deck yesterday in the sun and had a good time with it, and now I'm sitting in the cab on a Peterbilt today.
Hey, is the wind up high up there?
I'm sitting up here with a pretty good bird's eye view of Glassy Mountain and back down into Greer and Greenville, and it's just dead calm up here.
Wow, that's great. My son is coming up from Fleming Island, Florida, down there next to Jacksonville, and I am hoping that the wind is going to stay the same tomorrow, and it's going to be almost dead calm soon. So I'm going to take him out and get him started with RC flying. He's already bought a plane and a radio, and we got to get that boy in the air.
Yeah, that sounds great. And speaking of RC planes, that's the question I got for you. What does it cost to get into that if you ain't got nothing right now?
$264,016.12. But I know where I can get you a good discount. No, you can get into a trainer, a nice trainer, for about, if you really, really, really get economical, you can get into one for about $200.
Sound too bad then. Is that radio and everything basically ready to fly just to learn?
Yes, sir, sure is. Matter of fact, you can go out and you can get some really, really cheap stuff that you can get for, you know, less than that, down around $140, $150. But I wouldn't recommend messing with that stuff. You ain't going to have it long, and it ain't going to last. That $200, I'm thinking, is some reasonably good stuff.
I'm hoping once everything gets caught up here between me helping out with this grading company and then doing that deck job and stuff over there, I'm going to try to settle in and maybe try to set me up an HF rig. Talking with W4NGU, and he said he would be willing to help me out with that. Once I get settled in and I'm ready to do it, probably going to look at testing one out that he's got and see how I like it. And if I do, then I'll probably spend some money on an HF rig. And that might be my next purchase after that is a RC plane. I've always been interested in them, and I've got my little quadcopter, so I like flying it. I think it'd be interesting to just give it a shot and try flying a plane.
If you do it right, you can get into HF, you know, with something like a wire antenna, Carolina Windham or something of that nature, or a Maxcon like I got, and you could be up on HF with a real good used radio for about, $700.
Don't sound too bad. That's kind of what I'm doing right now is I'm burning the candle at both ends. I'm semi-retired from the fire department, so I'm doing that project over there in Inman, and then I'm up here in Blue Ridge working with a friend of mine that's got a grading company. He needs a driver, and I got a Class A license, so when he needs a driver, he calls, and I come home.
Cool story. You're a younger fella. You ain't got no toys yet. You want some toys.
46, fixing to be 47, so I'm a little bit behind on the times of getting into all this stuff. I spent most of my time playing at the fire department. That's where 90% of my radio experience comes from, is working with radios there and programming and setting stuff up so we could have it in the trucks and base stations at the stations. And I really enjoyed it, and now that I'm out of it, I'm diving into the ham a little bit harder now, and I'm really enjoying it.
Let me tell you something. I didn't really get into my toys what I really wanted to play with until I was almost 60 years old. I'm 65 now, and during the last 5 to 10 years is when I started collecting my toys, you know, building old cars and RC airplanes here just recently. I haven't been in the air but about 3 weeks. But I used to fly back in the 70s and early 80s. But I'm getting back in it now. But I'm going to tell you something. You get that back out towards retirement, and you can start planning your time a lot better and setting priorities. And, hey, at least for me, it's a pretty good time of life.
I can definitely relate on that. I left in February 2019, and right before I had left, we broke down and bought us a Class A RV and traveled all the way up to Alaska and spent a season up there. So
I bet that wasn't nothing but a blast. So have you still got the RV?
Oh, yeah, we still got it. I got it sitting undercover right now. With COVID, we can't travel.
Yeah, now is it a pusher or a pull?
This is a pull. It's a 2018 Thor Vegas sitting on a E450 chassis.
How about that? So you probably got, is it diesel or gas?
Gas.
Oh, yeah, well, there with your gas mileage, but they're dependable. I tell you what, so did you pull a car along behind it?
I did, and actually pulling the car, we still got about 9 to 10 miles to the gallon.
Not bad. Man. So how long was your trip to Alaska? A month? 6 weeks?
In total, we were on the road 8 months. We left out in March and got back in October.
Wow. So how old are your kids now?
I don't have any kids. My wife wasn't able to, and my brother-in-law's got 7, so anytime we need to borrow one, we just get one from him.
There you go. Hey, that works, and I'll tell you what. Bring them over to the house, have some fun with them, pump them up with sugar, and then send them home.
Exactly. I sleep good at night. I don't have any trouble.
Hey, let me tell you something. I had 2 little nieces when they were 5 and 7. One weekend, their mom and daddy come right up out of nowhere and says, "Hey, we got a weekend free up at this cabin. We're going to leave the kids here with you." Oh, great. All right. Well, they did. And finally, Sunday evening, about 8 o'clock, they come and picked them up and took them home. Well, about an hour after they left and got home, I called down to their house and I said, "Now, listen, you need to ask the girls what Tarzan says." "Okay, I will." And I hung up. And about an hour, I got a phone call and she says, "You SOB, it took me 45 minutes to get them settled back down screaming and hollering like Tarzan does."
Oh, that's hilarious right there.
I got two granddaughters. I got a grandson on the way, and I got another daughter that they'll probably be popping off a couple more, so I'm going to have all kind of grandbabies running around.
Final in 73, K2RCL.
Hell, you got to go?
I got dropped off in a hole back there.
It sounds like you're back at it, bud. I'll let you go. You be careful out there. Don't run over anybody. 73's KN4VWA. I'll be clear after you find
me. KN4VWA. That's awesome, man. I appreciate it. It was great talking with you. Like I said, I got 18 years to flip through here with this truck, so I'm going to make my run and come back and get another load and hopefully finish up by about 3 o'clock today. But I'll be monitoring. Might not be able to pick up radio and talk. I appreciate it a lot, and you have yourself a wonderful day in 73.